Hola amigos, this is Don Alejandro de la Vega. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. Do you ever dream of living in paradise? Dream no more, my friend. If you are planning on living in the tropics, or if you are a full-on expat, this show is the show for you. Listen and learn how to make the best of your leisure time. It takes more than a plane ticket to fully enjoy the tranquil lifestyle. It is a state of mind. Let's live a better life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Positive reviews help us rise up the ranks. Please scroll down and click. Support this podcast. Gracias, and enjoy the show.
Today, we'll be having some random conversation with some people on the streets. Stay with us. We'll be there in a few minutes. Hey, how's your life? You rethinking it? If so, this is the best time in history to work remotely or retire in paradise. The world's tropical real estate listings are right here waiting for you. We know the protocol, but we can narrow it down and we'll point you in the right direction. If you please get the lowdown, tell us what you're looking for. Email us. The email is in the episode notes. I'll give you the email in a minute. Get a pen and a paper out, because our email address is printed in the episode notes. But why don't you write it down? Lowercase, Franco, FRANCO, GRINGO, 13@gmail.com. Franco, Gringo, 13@gmail.com. Live on tape from Studio B and from the seat of my pants in beautiful downtown Cabaret. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. I'm Franco. If you don't already know, Tropical Paradise Waits is obviously a podcast, and it's produced right here in Cabaret, Dominican Republic. Our intention is to share the world's fun places. But after about 6 months of programming, my analytics show me that more than half the listeners are from right here in the Dominican Republic. So based on that, I'm redirecting it a little bit to feature more local events and people. So anything, any local people, any business, restaurants, water sports, your life, anything you want to share, you're more than welcome to come on the program. Now, a lot of people are interested, but when I tell them to come to the studio and we try to figure out a time, it turns into a big thing. So what I've been doing, when I find someone who has something to say, I just whip out my iPhone and we go ahead and we just record it on my iPhone. And that's a sample of what we did today. It's pretty automatic that way. Other than that, it never gets done. It turns into a big deal. We do lose a little quality, but it works. So if you can find the cost of living information, hotel rates, airline fares, you can find it anywhere. But listen here, broaden your horizon, broaden your expectations, and get the real feel, the human factor, people's hearts, souls, the smells, the vibes, the state of mind from those who are living the lifestyle. You won't know no till you go, go. Tropical Paradise waits for you. What are you waiting for? Okay, let's get to it. Let's listen to what the guys in the street have to say, man. Kevin, man, I'm glad to see you. When you got back from California?
Yeah, just got back last night.
So Breaking. Cool, yep. Man. I love when people like you come back to Cabaret, and you guys come back every year, and that just, right. It just assures me that I'm in the right place, man.
You are in the right place.
So how long are you here for this time, dude? You here to Teresa?
No, just a few weeks.
Man, right. Why went off? Why can't you hang?
Well, I got to go back to do something, but I'll be back as soon as I possibly can.
All right, brother, I love you. Spread the word.
Yeah, we'll do.
Hey, my brother, have you ever been on a podcast before?
I have not.
You're on one now, baby. Okay. Tell me about yourself. What's up? What's your name? Where you from?
My name is Papi Chulo. I hail from Nueva York, Central Manhattan.
Yeah, man. I've seen you here before. Like you seem to enjoy it here.
I do enjoy it. I've been coming here for 16 years. Just bought a place 3 years ago, and now I live here.
Oh, you have your own place?
Don't tell the United States government, please, that I'm living here. They think I live in Florida.
They'll never know.
They'll never know because of this podcast. I'm looking for a girl, 32 years old, with a great body and no children.
Why that old?
Does it exist?
You're never going to find it now. You might find one in Cuba. Come over here. You're stepping out of the frame, man.
Was it video?
I tell you what, though. If you don't want to say your real name, that's fine. But this guy is a real gentleman. He's been coming here a lot of years. He's a good-looking guy, good guy. Guy can trust, and he's one of us right here in Cabaretti. One of the people who continues to come back here.
Thank you, bro. I live here now. Yeah, that's it. I'm here, man. I'm here.
Well, you're not here full time.
I'm here full time. I retired in June. Relatively young.
Come
I'm
on,
here,
yeah,
man.
You're too young. Way too young and way too good-looking to retire.
I speak Castellano. I don't speak Dominicano. That's the problem I have here.
You do okay.
So my next adventure, I'm going to help a buddy from New York bring a boat from Miami to Puerto Plata next month. This is going to be great. We're going to go through the Bahamas, through Turks and Caicos, and a long shot from Turks and Caicos down here. 200 nautical miles. Wow. Two or three guys on a boat.
Where's he going to keep the boat here in
Puerto Plata? In the fancy marina over there by the dolphin park with all, that place over there.
Yeah, okay.
Not Luperon.
Yeah, well, cool,
you do not keep a boat on Luperon. Okay. In case there's any Dominicans listening, I'm sorry. Luperon is bad. It's polluted, and the boats get robbed there a lot.
Yeah.
It's the truth. It is. Yeah. It's cheap, but bad spot.
How big was it, a sailboat?
40-foot, like tuna boat,
How big?
40-foot.
Okay, that's a big boat.
Portable, So we have to put the 55-gallon drums on the deck.
Old tuna boat with a diesel motor.
Twin
motor.
Detroit diesel.
Yeah.
So that's my next adventure.
Now that should be fun, man.
It's going to be great.
Are you going to invite us down there and we go have a beer?
Listen, when he gets the boat here, when he meets you guys and finds out that you guys are good guys, we'll all go fishing. Guaranteed. He's looking to go out and go fishing a lot, If you guys want to fly to Miami right now, we could go fishing with him. We could. He's been running the boat, almost daily.
No. I don't want to go to Miami to go fishing.
Why would I want to go to Miami? Come on, look around, bro. Why would you want to go to Miami?
Really?
Oh, yeah, let's go to Miami.
Nah, I don't think so.
But I appreciate the offer.
Okay. When he brings it down here, though, we'll go fishing. Let's go. He's a very good guy. His name is Opa, which in German means wealth.
Danny,
it's not German.
Hey, Danny, come here.
Raise it down.
Danny,
where's your dog? Where's your dog, bro?
You've been on a podcast?
A radio show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Audio. I'm talking about you.
A radio show.
Come here.
What are you talking?
This is my boy, Danny, tell me about yourself. Dominican.
I'm Dominican. I'm a hustler. I'm a good guy. I'm taking care of the people.
How long you know with me?
Like more than 10 years, brother. I know you're more than 10 years.
We're cool, right?
And you're cool. You're a good boy, man.
Yeah,
you're a good guy.
Danny's the man.
Yeah, brother.
Danny,
love you.
Tell me about your wife. What do you do, man?
I used to win money in the restaurant, but now I'm a hustler, man. I'm still on the street making money, man. Bringing bitches and the girls. Do everything.
You're the best and you're good at what you do, man.
Yeah, brother.
Love you, brother.
Love you.
All right, man.
I'm back here with my boy Papi Chulo.
So I love Cabarete. Like I said, I've been coming here for 16 years. Not sure why. It's a beautiful beach. The people here are beautiful, really super friendly. The dialect is a little difficult, but the people here are really patient. They will speak slower and more clearly for you because they're so polite. Genuinely good people. And I grew up on Long Island in a town called Brentwood with, your typical German, Italian, Irish guys, a lot of blacks and a lot of Puerto Ricans. So this place, in a way, reminds me of Brentwood in a little way. Even though it's a bit gritty, with this gorgeous beach, I feel comfortable here. And I think it's because I grew up in that town, Brentwood, Long Island. Third largest population of Puerto Ricans in the world. Very similar to Dominicans. In the food, in the dialect, in the music, very similar. And similarly, really good, warm, friendly people. And they're all about family, just like the Dominicans. So, I don't know, I think that's the reason, part of the reason why I love this place so much is that old connection when I was a kid, you know? That's all I got.
And well, Cabaretti is a community.
It is.
If I said it once, I said it 100 times.
Yeah.
There's a sense of community. So when you travel and you look for different places to go where you want to hang, and then you get here and you realize, I like it here. And then after you're here a while, you realize, oh, I chose to live here because it's a community similar to where I or you or anyone came from. And it has a sense of community and love, man.
And there's what, 3,000 expats here living right here?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I love that number. You know, like you and I, we need to speak English now and then. There's plenty of English-speaking people.
Oh, yeah, but how are you doing on your Spanish anyway? You doing okay with it? Or?
It's okay. This dialect is probably the most difficult Spanish dialect in the world. Really.
I'm getting along. I'm learning pretty good. But what I found is most, like, the first words I learned in Spanish are also the first words they learned in English. So it really don't matter.
Ich habe nichts falsch gemacht.
Hey, bro, okay, man. Where are you from? In Germany?
Germany, yeah.
Alles gut.
Entschuldigung, ich habe nichts falsch gemacht.
Sehr gut.
I didn't do anything wrong.
It don't matter, man. We're talking podcast right now.
English.
I didn't do anything wrong. I'm so sorry about that. I'm Christian from Germany. And what the fuck are you talking about me?
Wait, how long have you been coming here to Cabaretti?
Been here since 4 weeks, and I have to leave on Thursday. I'm so sorry about that. And I hate it because in Germany we have the winter time and it's very, very fucking cold. And I hated to leave it.
And where are you from? Düsseldorf?
No, that's not my first time here. I've been here the third time.
Oh, yeah?
2 years ago, I've been here together with my kids for Christmas and New Year's Eve and my son's birthday. On the 7th of January. And now that's all what I have to say.
Well, I got more. I'm going to ask you one more thing. What is it that makes you return here? Why do you come back?
Because I met a very, very nice guy with a ball, and he's looking so good. 45 years maybe. Maybe not. Maybe less. I'm not sure about that. I will check out. And my friend Ingmar is standing in front of me, and that's Ingmar. Hey, Ingmar, say hey, hi, Ingmar.
Hey, Ingmar, say hello, man. Say hello to the world.
Hello.
That's how you got to say it. Have you been here before?
I'm living here.
Oh, you live here full time.
Very funny for us.
Yeah, for fun.
Funny for you.
You live here all the time.
I'm part time.
Why haven't I ever seen you?
You're American.
25%.
I don't know. You come out at night, huh?
Hey, Emor. Out at night. Not the last 2 years.
Emor, you're German, right?
Yeah.
You know who my favorite German comedian is?
Tell me.
There aren't any. You guys ain't very funny.
I know.
You know my favorite German magician is?
You know Berlin?
There aren't any. German music sucks.
Anyway,
in closing, wait, you got anything to say to me about a guy from New York?
Okay. New York.
Go ahead, man.
No. Go Pats.
Hey, man.
That's all I have to say for
thank
all the
so
New
much,
Yorkers.
Man. In closing.
Hey, great place
guys,
to be.
Look at Brady.
It's a great place to be, right here in the Dominican Republic.
This is the place to be. I was just telling my boy that I don't have a podcast for tomorrow. I said, I don't know what to do. I have no show, nothing in mind. He said, just start recording. Let's go. So this is it.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. Blast off.
It's as simple as that, folks. You got something to say? Come join the podcast. Just get a hold of me. And if you don't want to go to the studio, you just have something to say, I'll just whip out my cell phone and go ahead and we'll do our best to get you on the show. Remember, I can always edit. Or you can use your superpowers and download the Anchor mobile app. Anchor is our platform sponsor. Search Tropical Paradise Waits, then tap voice message or send an email direct. Smart people listen to podcasts. We're here waiting for you. Tell your friends. Google us. We're at the top of Google. Tropical Paradise Waits is presented by Elusive Media. New shows on Sundays. I look forward to hearing you listen. Hasta luego, hasta la semana. Que viene, adios. Ten cuidada, se feliz, ciao, baby.
Will be beneficial to humanity. Very soon we will be shooting for Mars, shooting for Venus, and for the stars.
Pretty, pretty soon, pretty, pretty soon. You're going to the moon. Pretty, pretty soon, pretty, pretty soon.
Miles to conquer, God bless America. Neil Armstrong, the first human on the moon, and if I have lost the first man to.
Today's credits are as follows. Thank you to our program director,
Don Alejandro de la Vega,
our editor and fact checker,
they'll never know,
our chairperson,
Wilma Buffett.
Fleet managers,
Lisa Carr.
Our charm consultant today is
the always charming Miss Inga Tooth.
Tiki Bar reviews by
Hassan Ben Sober.
Our favorite divorce attorney,
Carmine, not yours.
Our credit counselor is
Max Stout.
And our fashion designer today,
Shujas.
And of course our download counter,
Adam Ilion.
If you enjoyed the show, help us continue by scrolling down and clicking support for this podcast.